Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Now,
there we go.
That's how we test.
Everyone lives for the bat bat.
So, welcome to the Sip and Chew on this beautiful first day of spring in Mobile, Alabama, and
we know better
South.
Than that. We know better than that. This is not the first day of spring. This is the vernal equinox. Whatever. Our buddy Bill Finch has edumacated us that spring on the Gulf Coast starts middle of February.
Is vernal a profane word?
Which is just a few weeks ago. But
yeah,
I'm sure Bill Finch would have a different version of when our spring starts, and he would know.
And he would be right.
He would be right.
Yeah.
But according to Walmart's planning and Home Depot's planning gardening center,
you're right.
Spring started today.
And Bill would also tell you don't buy your plants from there.
There you go. Support local, as always.
Especially, I'm from Sims, man. Mm-hmm. We're the nursery capital of the world.
Really? I thought Loxley was. Mm-mm. They look bigger.
Well, they may be bigger, but they ain't got more nurseries. And there's not even a fraction of the nurseries in Sims now that there was when I was growing up.
Oh, I know. I know.
Because all them people moved in.
Took up the land.
with their houses and their families and their two-car garages and
took
whatnot.
Took up the land. Greenhouses stood on. Mm-hmm. But, well, welcome, like I said, to Sip and Chew Show again. It is a gorgeous day outside, and I've got some big plans for later today.
Mike's going to lock and dam.
Damn, I got some plans today.
Yeah, got some damn plans.
So, anywho. A lot going on this week, man.
Really?
I've had a...
Well, let's see. We just had Mardi Gras.
Just had Mardi Gras.
And then St. Patrick's Day.
They had St. Patrick's Day twice.
Yeah, you had St. Patrick's Day
twice. Well, I mean, Callahan's has it twice. They have it on the actual St. Patrick's Day. And then they have their street party on Saturday.
Right.
Now, next year's going to be interesting because... St. Patrick's Day will be on a Friday, I believe, next year.
It's a 3-day weekend.
Unless we have a leap year this year. This year.
If we did, it would already have leapt.
Or next year, one of the two.
It'd be 2 years from now. It didn't leap
this year.
We're
about due.
Yeah,
it didn't leap this year.
It's every other even-numbered year.
Every
4 years.
Every 4 years. So maybe next year. No, next year's an odd year. So anyway.
Last year was an odd year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very odd year.
So anywho, I'm just interested. I'm just curious how JT will handle it next year with it being on a Friday. Will he
just make a 3-day weekend?
Friday. He could do that.
Just start the party at midnight on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Sunday afternoon, tell everybody they got to go home.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
I know they're closed today, so folks don't try to go there and eat
to the Callahan's
today. To the Callahan's because they are closed today to clean and rest.
Yeah.
Or rest and clean.
Yeah. And I do not miss St. Patrick's Day at Lucky. Those were just ridiculous.
Well, I remember how good they were at Patio Tools.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being at Patio Tools on St. Patrick's Day. And South Alabama was playing the University of Alabama.
33 years ago this week.
Yeah, and they whooped
Junie Lewis to Jeff Hodge with two seconds left.
Yep. And
which was really seminal for South Alabama's basketball program because – they had been tried to schedule a series with Alabama for 20 years, and Alabama just turned their nose up and says, we don't play anyone in this state but Auburn.
Yeah.
And we will never play South Alabama. And the NCAA tournament says, is that right? Why don't y'all open against
Here, hold my beer.
Yeah. And I remember I was actually, oddly enough, in Long Beach, Mississippi, watching that game at a friend's house. I forget why. Oh, we were doing a – Easter cantata at Long Beach Baptist Church, and we were down there for rehearsals. So that was it. Was also the day of my very first real, honest to by God crawfish bowl.
Oh, really?
A bunch of Louisiana Cajuns lived in that neighborhood in Long Beach and had one. and they did probably 200 pounds.
And they eat them ditch bugs.
Yeah, and they let us college boys get in at the end, said, y'all can have what's left. And we wiped out the crawfish and started hitting the taters and whatnot. And one of them boys looked at me and said, I believe that old Alabama boy about to start eating them lemon rinds next. I was eating, oh, man, that was good.
Yeah.
So
lemon rinds are somewhat edible.
When they're boiled long enough.
Yeah. I lived in Long Beach for about a half a year in 76 on Shelter Rock Road.
Wow.
And I tell you what was so beautiful about that, driving down the beach highway at night and see people out there with their scoop nets and flounder lights and gigs walking up and down in the water.
Yeah. I like Long Beach. There was a place there. It was a butcher shop right in the middle of downtown on Main Street called, I want to say, the Butcher Block. But there was a cafe next to it.
The Hitching Post.
No, that was Loosedale. That's where the Hitching Post was, Loosedale.
There was one there, too.
There's one in Long Beach?
The time we were there.
Oh, well, there may still be one. But
anyhow,
we would sit in the cafe, and if you ordered a burger, there was a window between the cafe and the butcher shop, and they said, got three burgers, and the guy would grind it, pat them out, and hand them to him through the window, and then put them on the grill.
I'll be there.
Just a fantastic
burger. Didn't get any fresher than that.
Right, just a fantastic burger. But March Madness is going on now. It's mad. Would you have thought that every team from the state of Kentucky would be eliminated?
That's odd. Very odd.
But New Jersey and Alabama would still have teams in.
Mm. Yeah. New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey. That's
what's
where
your
St.
prediction
Peter's
tonight,
from.
Stu?
I don't.
Auburn, Miami.
If Auburn comes out and plays their game, plays like they're capable, Miami doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
We actually had a better opponent in the first round.
But if they come out playing slow and taking shots that are not very good?
Right. I don't care if the shots they take
disaster.
Are good. Well, that's what they've played all year. It's whether they're falling or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've had two games this year where they just didn't fall and lost both of them by narrow margins.
One was the Texas A&M game.
Yeah, Texas A&M, if we make two threes in that game, we win.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the threes that we missed. And I don't know, this team just seemed different to start this tournament. Like, they're like, okay, the fun and games are over. It's time for business. And
it's going to be a good game regardless of the outcome. And by the way, I wanted to tell everybody they could hear it right here on FM Talk 106.5.
I was going to ask you that, if that was possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, because
I think the pregame starts at 6:30.
That if it was another 11:40 tip-off, you know, we wouldn't be doing the show right
now.
Yeah. That's why I sent you all that text yesterday.
Yeah, I would still be in Biloxi.
Yeah.
But by the way, I went to Biloxi yesterday, and we'll talk about it more in upcoming segments, like you were doing the St. Patrick's Day festivities.
I've been in a lot of places this week, a lot of restaurants this week.
By the way, what was the name of that restaurant at Margaritaville? That you
Doe's Eat Place.
D-O-E?
Yep, D-O-E, apostrophe S, Eat Place.
Yeah, because we're going over there tonight. Thought we'd check it out tomorrow.
Amazing steakhouse. If you're not willing to drop the money for the steak, just go in and get a big order of the tamales and have some Delta tamales.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah, that's really good. And there's other stuff on the menu
besides steak.
It'll probably be for lunch.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their lunch menu looks like. I'm sure they have an abbreviated one. But it was beautiful weather yesterday. And I'm sure Callahan's, y'all had the same exact weather we did. Got it 12 minutes later.
Hey, inquiring minds want to know, though, when you were at Margaritaville, did you actually get in any of those arcade rides?
No, I didn't have time. I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'd have had the time, I would. Probably would drop 100. I would drop $100 in an arcade before I'll drop $100 in a casino. I will get a lot more fun, some entertainment, right? Because all I look at the casino aspect is, well, this is just another video game.
A good day for me at the casino is losing slowly.
Well, I try to take a certain designated amount of money.
Right. Me too.
And then when that's gone, I dig down deep and pull some more money out. Pull the credit cards out and then run them up, and then, but that big win's going to pay everything off. And
never happens.
Yeah.
Could happen to the next person sits down.
Well,
where you were.
I've seen that happen.
I have too.
Many times. A good friend of mine up in Nashville, and his mother.
We'll have to tell you when we come back. 343-0106.
Yeah,
my time is Callahan's, which is off closed today. Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line.
Yeah,
but the text line is open.
Yeah, yeah, the text line doesn't mean Michael read anything, but it's open.
Okay.
chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream. What's this?
This is juice. This is juice.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this? This is juice.
I don't like juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, my name is Alon Shia from Stratton, New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu.
Good old award, James Beard award-winning chef there for Best New Restaurant in America. Alon Shia. You haven't been, have you?
No.
Either there or his new place, Sala. You got to go and, if nothing else, get the pita bread.
I ain't been nowhere.
Best pita. Well, I mean, it's been open like 3 years now.
Well, I mean, anywhere outside of here the last 2 years because of, you know why.
Gas price,
a little bug. Now
Oh yeah. We had that. We had some kind of pandemic, whatever a pandemic is.
That's it. But we want to thank our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner. Born a Fat Happy. I was there this morning for a little bit, socializing.
Doing what you do.
I was sitting there talking to Marcus and people watching and enjoying the beautiful weather, waiting kill a little time to come here and do the show. Thank you for our friends at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. I'll be going in there on the 29th to hear Stephen Sylvester play. He's got a CD he's breaking out, and saw him at the other night at Bluegill. On the causeway, going to listen to the Mobile Big Band Society.
Oh, yeah. So, did you get to go?
I went to that, and I want to tell you about the food. I want to tell you about the food in a minute. Yeah. But I saw him, and he told him, and I saw that Le Bichon has already posted that he'll be there on 29th. I want to go and listen to him. He's got a great voice. And, of course, we want to thank Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
I was there Friday picking up our Andouille for the cook-off.
Cool beans. Yeah. And then we want to thank Roy. See, we're in his
saw him Wednesday night at Wenzel's.
There you go.
At the chef meeting for the event. And I say what we're competing. Mike and I, as Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, your favorite food and wine show in Mobile.
Yeah, see,
hands down your favorite.
And nationally nominated.
Yeah, Taste Award nominee.
For best radio
food. Got an email, and it listed that they had listed the winners for our category, and then I look at it, and they didn't. So not I don't yet. Know. Maybe we won. Maybe we didn't. We'll see.
We still. So you mean we still got a chance?
We still got a chance.
All right.
To be the Susan Lucci's.
But thank you, Roy, and Butch Cassidy's for supporting our show. Yeah.
So if you win, does that mean there has to be a little extra something in your pay envelope?
We get a pay envelope.
We don't get a pay.
We would get a pay envelope. Oh, it would just be the envelope.
It must have been lost in the mail.
It would be
always lost.
Yeah. Well, they can't afford the stamp.
So. That's it.
Before we went to break, you were about to say something.
What was I about to say?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
But let me tell you what. These are some important days today.
Okay.
We have some birthdays.
Yes, we do.
We got our buddy Kenny Dumas over at Poor Babies out on Airport Boulevard across
great from wine
Providence bar. Hospital.
Great a wine splash bar, great of restaurant. Sophistication in the suburban wasteland that is West Mobile.
It's not that bad. Anyway.
No, a suburban wasteland doesn't mean it's an actual wasteland. It means
isn't there a song by The Who?
Teenage wasteland.
Okay. Did you say bourbon wasteland?
Suburban.
Oh, wasteland. Suburban.
There's no such thing as a bourbon wasteland. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
And then we want to thank our. We want to say happy birthday. It's actually tomorrow for our buddy David Hubble.
Yeah.
Who you may
Hubble's Hearth.
Hubble's Hearth. sound like Sylvester.
Yeah. I got a niece when she was little. Ruthie, I would say her name is Rufy. Kids dig it.
Yeah, they did. They thought it was cool.
Yeah.
They thought Uncle right Stu was cool.
Went right over our heads, too.
Oh, let me pull my list up. We do have some sad news.
Oh.
One of my favorite little downtown places, 219.
Yeah.
At the corner of, right across from the Sanger, corner of Conti and Joe Ackham.
Right.
Shut down. Friday was their last day. He is having like an open house tomorrow where food will be prepared and it'll be laid out like a buffet style. And you just come and check because he said he never gets to talk to his customers.
Like Sunday potluck.
Something like that.
It'll be a potluck.
So you can come in and, to the open house and talk to Todd and make him say it 100,000 times why he's closing, because he'll be asked 100,000 times why he's closing.
It's kind of
y'all just
like
printed up signs. And
so what happened to you at Beer Garden?
All right.
But when one place closes, another place opens. And we got a new restaurant in Fairhope called Sean's Prime Dining in Fairhope. Just opened up. So I don't know much about him, but I'm going to make it my point. And there's been a bunch of new places at Fairhope.
Right.
God, there's more. There's going to be more restaurants than banks over there one day. And they complain about the number of banks over there. Look, you open the banks where there's money at, okay? There ain't no poor people in Fairhope. So that's my take on it.
Yeah.
Oh, today is, of course, the first day of spring, except we say down here, like Bill Fitch says, middle
February. No, today is not the first day of spring. Today is the vernal equinox, which has nothing to do with the first day of spring.
Well,
like
CBS
Bill says,
Sunday morning.
It's, right. And they, you're going to trust them?
No. Not at all.
Although, their theme music, Box Brandenburg Concerto at the beginning with the piccolo trumpet.
Beautiful.
Yes. One of the most incredible pieces ever written. Love me some Bach.
Also today
or
is,
as Radar O'Reilly would say, Bach.
Bye. Also today is National Ravioli Day.
Okay.
Today is World.
Go get you a can.
World Flower Day.
My yard displays that.
And this, not that flower. F-O-L-O-U-R.
Okay.
You know, bread, stuff like Aunt Jemima pancakes.
Well, I just figured it being vernal equinox and all.
Yeah, there you go. And then and Friday then was my one of my favorites, National Sloppy Joe Day.
Love a Sloppy Joe.
And I had a bunch of people send me Adam Sandler
Sloppy
and Chris
Joe,
Farley
Sloppy Joe
video of that Saturday Night Live skit.
Just
Sloppy Joe.
The
it was
best.
Hilarious.
Modern dance routine of the 20th century. Chris Farley dressed as the lunch lady.
It was
doing ballet
hilarious.
To lunch lady later.
Oh my God, it was so funny. If you hadn't seen it, go on YouTube and your viewing device and look that up. Chris Farley, just go look at Sloppy Joe Lunch Lady.
Adam
Man.
Sandler,
Adam Sandler is hilarious. Back when Saturday Night Live was funny.
Yeah, I don't know. They may be funny now. I just don't ever watch.
I'll never find out.
Yeah. This Pete Davidson character seems to be taking the world by storm. His
whole
stick is he doesn't care about anything.
He backed out of his going up because in the rocket because
he found out they were going up.
Well,
in the
they had to delay it, and he was going to be busy the day that. It's going to be
rescheduled. Whatever it is, I could reschedule to go to space.
Yeah, so he's going to reschedule that. Yeah. There's a guy who's a bartender at the garage that looks just like him.
Yeah. Well, just that's like just him. It. I think that's part of his appeal.
Yeah, he had to work.
To modern, to the young people that enjoy Pete Davidson, is he's one of them.
Yeah.
Because they all look like that. he looks like every dude in his 20s that I've hired to work for me in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tattooed and plates in the ear and whatever makes him happy, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the thing that I like about the kitchen. That culture is everybody is who they are, and nobody cares. You be you.
There you go.
I've never seen that in corporate America.
You do you.
Yeah.
And I'll do me.
All right. Okay. Well, now you're talking
about.
We'll
live in perfect harmony.
Yeah. With a Coca-Cola. They're going to buy the world a Coca. Oh, man. Watched a video on the YouTube about the dark history of Coca-Cola. That's not a good company. They were selling Coke to the Nazis.
Well, no, Coke used to have Coke in it.
No. I mean, they were selling Coca-Cola to the Nazis during World War II. Even though
they were trying to, they knew there was it wasn't going to last forever. Building a market. But you know, they gave it to our military men free. And so when they come home.
No. They convinced Congress that that was a morale booster for our troops, which it was. Yeah. And Congress paid for the Coke.
Yeah.
They didn't give it to them for free. They sold it to Congress. And Congress gave the Coke to our troops.
Taxpayers.
It's a
taxpayer.
It's an interesting little thing.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a conspiracy with everything.
Yeah.
Out there.
I think so too. Yeah. Well, that's how Fanta Soda came about. The Allies found out that Coca-Cola was still doing business with the Nazis, and they put an embargo and said, you can't sell anything to Germany. So they just said, hey, can we have some of your empty factories? And they used people in camps to manufacture the Fanta soft drinks. That's where that's where Fanta came from. That was the Nazi, the soft drink of choice of the Nazi party. Of your Nazi party.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, they were using people
support
in the tournament.
Support a Nazi party near you.
They are having a bake sale. But yesterday I ventured over to
scones
to Biloxi, Mississippi, and for the Gulf Coast Oyster Cook-Off. And beautiful day, beautiful weather. It's called
We had a beautiful day here, too.
Yeah, a whole 45 minutes away. But Point Cadet Park, which is new to me. And really? Oh.
343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line. We'll figure out this time.
It's the new law on daylight savings. I don't know what day it is.
Equinox.
That tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi. And they fried themselves on barbecue. That's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mescal, dear delight.
We got a call.
What? Start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie, drink wine.
Okay. You
were on. Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey,
we weren't sure you were doing
while we were
button.
On commercial, but you heard the commercial for the Nappy Awards.
Yeah.
Please go in and nominate us for
too late.
Your favorite
That theme. Ended Friday.
Huh?
Friday before last. The voting stopped.
So, I was going to ask what category. Is this the nude radio announcer
probably
category?
Yeah. I don't know. They keep putting us in DJs. We're not DJs.
No. Oh, Nappy.
Nappy.
I'm sorry. I tuned out. I thought you were talking about Taste Awards.
No. The Nappy,
I didn't
the
know
Nappy
that.
Awards.
Oh, well,
the
thank
one
you.
That we're always the Susan Lucci.
Well, that's not true. We're working on a whole other award, a national award program where we could be the national Susan Lucci radio.
Absolutely.
Award winners.
But, yeah, go in and nominate us as your favorite.
Anything you want.
Absolutely.
It's free publicity, Mike. I'll
it
go
is.
In there. Y'all go in
it
there
is.
And nominate us for best tennis shoes
it
if you want
that.
To.
Very good.
As we sit here it's in our Birkenstocks.
I got Skechers on.
Skechers.
My walking shoes. But anywho, you were saying
those shoes
we went
were
on
made
break.
For walking? Yeah, that I went to Biloxi yesterday for the Gulf Coast Oyster Cook-Off and Festival. It's at Point Cadet Park, which it's very new. It's since Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you're coming from Ocean Strings over to Biloxi, the Golden Nuggets on the left there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the thing on the right.
Yeah.
Right there, that little park. And there's actually a seafood and maritime museum right there. So.
Oh, wow.
And that steakhouse isn't bad on the corner either, Sawgrass or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that, Sawgrass.
It's good.
Yeah. But
and reasonable.
They had, I want to say, seven teams that were competing and lots of oysters. And lots of crafts and stuff. The reason I went over is my friends had a craft tent at the festival.
Mm-hmm.
They cashed in some of their casino points and just stayed at the IP, I believe, that night and went there and sold their wares at the booth. I went, what the heck? I'm off Saturday. Let's go on over. Met Carlos.
You're off every day, aren't you?
Way
you
off.
You met who?
Yeah. But Carlos, my old college roommate, okay. lives in Biloxi, the bass player over in the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So it was bringing together a bunch of friends that have heard about each other for years but have never had the chance to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And just a beautiful day right there on the Mississippi Sound where it empties into the Gulf. And just beautiful weather, great people, lots of people. These festivals, folks, are wrapped right now because people have been bottled up for two
they
years.
Have.
And they're finally being allowed to get out and socialize
that
again.
Yesterday.
The line that I spent the most time in was for Felix's, our good friend Felix's. You know, we got one here, the Causeway. Yeah. They got one over in Mississippi as well. And they had two different oyster dishes that I sampled both of. Most of these, there was only one fried oyster in the whole contest. And my buddy Carlos only eats fried oysters, so I had to stand in this line. Their fried oyster one, you would have enjoyed, and Charlie would like it too. French bread, pimento cheese, fried oyster, a little drizzle of pepper jelly, and some crisp bacon. Very good, very good. And then they did a raw presentation. Their mignonette was a pineapple and ginger mignonette on top of a half-shell oyster with a Jamaican jerk plantain chip.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, it was good. Then finely diced tomato on top. So I ate one of the – we got six of each. I ate one of the pimento cheese fried oyster ones, let Carlos have the other five. That left me with all six of the raw ones, son. Mm. Woo! And then later on that day, I got in another line – Keg and Barrel, I want to say, is the restaurant out of Hattiesburg. And they just had a, by the end of the day, all they had was, we just got a straightforward grilled oyster for you. And I'm like, you know what? That is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
So oyster, Parmesan cheese, throw it on the grill.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. And my buddy Kevin and his wife, I got some of those and shared them with them. And they're like, man, that is so good. I said, Kevin, we can do this at your house. We can go throw in on a sack of oysters. I can sit there and shuck them. You can throw them on the grill with Parmesan and just eat
like
cakes.
I've been wanting to put some in my smoker at home.
In your smoker at home? Well, you need to do a cold smoke with oysters because they'll just shrivel up before they're done smoking. But talk to some serious smoker people.
With the heat?
Yeah. Yeah. Do a cold smoke. Keep it as low temperature as possible. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you do like a 225, that oyster is going to shrivel up and turn to nothing before.
Yeah.
But then again, it may not take long.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I think
like
that's
shrimp,
something.
They don't
Garrick Ogburn would probably be a good person
okay.
to ask about that. But or Chris Sherrill.
Okay.
But I think with oysters, you're better off cold smoking a low temperature with it. Just let the smoke imbibe its flavor to it. But, you know, there are some experts out there that know more about it than I do. I've never smoked an oyster.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get it to stay in the bowl of my pipe.
The hard light.
Hey, can I drop in a quick recommendation?
Yeah. Why, of course you can.
Last Monday night, we celebrated my daughter Tracy Salue's birthday, and I won't tell which one it was.
Chain restaurant you took her to?
Yeah, well, we were going to go to Wenzel's on airport, closed on Monday night. We were going to Ramon's, closed on Monday night. So as, you know, serendipity, a little accidental luck, we wound up at Brisket's on Brickett's on Schillinger's Road.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't
really in the mood for steak, you know, go to a steakhouse and not in the mood for steak. But they had fried shrimp on their menu.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, it was as good as any fried shrimp I have ever had.
Well, one of the places I'm going to tell you about in a minute is I was shocked. I ate a hamburger at a seafood place.
Yeah.
Well, see, normally that, you know, normally you go with their main category.
Yeah, exactly.
So you did a burger
at a seafood place?
He's,
my brother Steve, you met him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your sister-in-law.
Yeah, my brother Steve will go into restaurants that don't specialize in burger and order the burger because he said they almost always do the best burger.
Well,
he said Bonefish Grill's got one of the best burgers in Mobile.
I wonder why that is.
So,
well, they got to have some for the people that don't eat fish.
Yeah.
So they figure, well, it needs to be as good as everything else we do.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, and I've had this experience before. Went to the Bluegill Tuesday night, listened to Big Band. A society
love Bluegill
and didn't want seafood. I've been eating seafood too much. So ordered the burger. The burger was delicious. It was off the charts delicious. Now, I've gone to hamburger places and had their seafood, and it's good. Butch Cassidy has good doggone crab claws, fried crab claws, huge crab
Dick Russell's claws. Barbecue, some of the best seafood you can get in town.
Yeah. See how that works? I remember when Russo's was open, and if Carl was working the chef in the kitchen, I would always get the Greek-style blackened ribeye.
Yeah.
At a seafood restaurant.
A Greek-style blackened ribeye. That's
it was
something.
So good.
Yeah.
And
used to have
so
a guy
fell apart.
I used to have a guy that would come into Wenzel's years ago when I worked out there who would order a blackened ribeye, but only if I was working because it was the only one that actually blackened it right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, most people, the company, the way they go is, it's my phone, man. It's saying, well, War Eagle, getting warmed up for that game tonight. A restaurant that's not a Cajun restaurant, they put some blackening seasoning on the steak and grill it. Mm-hmm. That's not true blackening.
Yeah.
And so he would say, can I do it true blackening? And that's, you fill a Ziploc bag up with blackening seasoning, and you stick the steak in there, and you get it in every little crevice.
Yeah.
That's blackening.
Yeah.
Then you get the grill or the pan as hot as you can possibly get it and slap it down there real quick, and you're flash cooking it on each side. It's hot. Shouldn't be more than medium rare ever.
You had oysters yesterday.
Many of them.
I had oysters last night.
Where?
I went to Debris.
Ah, that's a great place.
That place is so nice, I've eaten there twice this week.
It's the place is so nice, I've eaten there twice. I'm sure David Shipman's glad to hear that.
Noel is too, yeah. I had
He was at the meeting the other day.
Fried, the fried Rockefeller oysters.
Really?
Pull boy.
Oh, I bet that's good.
So you know what I did? There was a lot of oysters. I ate all the oysters. And I left that.
Rockefeller bread?
Well, the bread, it. I see that. Thank you, Charlie. 45
inside
minutes later.
Joke, y'all. Inside joke.
Inside joke. So I left, held on to the bread, got it in the go box, and got all those drippings off those oysters on
drippings
my bread.
Are important.
And when I get home tonight, I'm going to put it in the oven, retoast it a little bit more, maybe with some butters on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you need a little bit more fat.
Yeah, I need a little more. Yeah.
I had one other unique experience when you were done.
But they were so good. And, of course, they're Debris. Pull boys are delicious. But I love the mock shoe. The mock shoe is so good there.
And we'll be making mock shoes this weekend.
There you go.
What is mock shoe?
Well, there's this corn mock shoe.
Yeah, it's supposed to be corn tomatoes cooked in heavy cream.
Yeah. And I like it a little more caramelized, you know, a little more.
There's all different
browning
ways to do it.
Yeah, like Mexican street corn. The combination of those were great. I can't wait to eat my bread tonight when I get home. Oh, nobody better bother my bread at the house.
I need to go eat where you guys are going. But
I need to look like us.
But we had a good treat yesterday
at
Colonel Dixie's Tavern out on Highway 90 where Applebee's used to be out in front of that big movie theater.
That used to be there.
Which is now a big empty building.
Yep.
Anyhow, the bread truck had not showed up. And we went in with a taste for a Dixie dog with all the stuff on it except the jalapenos. I don't know why they added that.
Because it's awesome.
Well, I'm not too fond of all that extra heat. So anyhow, the waitress came back. She said, well, would you take your dogs on a hamburger bun? And
well,
I thought, well, yeah, I guess so. Just cut the weenie in half because it's kind of long and put it on a hamburger bun.
This is a family show, Charlie.
It turned out to be a really nice treat. And I told her, I said, they ought to call that a dog burger. And then I'm thinking, yeah, you put that on the menu, nobody will ever order
it. A little
chili
on it.
I want me some chihuahua.
Yeah. I had to stand in line a lot to get the oysters that I got yesterday.
Yeah.
So that curved the appetite until the drive home. And I will tell you, in the final segment, I had to make a stop.
Okay.
Diverted out of my route.
And I got two more places.
Tanner Williams.
And I got two more places to talk about when we come back.
Yes.
Do you ever condense it too?
I'm going on a diet tomorrow.
Do you ever cook your own meals or you eat out all the time?
I just about eat out all the time.
I'm used to cooking meals for everybody.
alone. Captain in the mix, I'm troubling mine. Hey, but sea was rough, couldn't make no time. So long, so long. Way down on a Mobile Bay. Way down on a Mobile Bay. So long, so long.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
Well, let's just hope that the Taste Awards agree.
Does Simon get a vote in there?
Thank you.
He could join it. He lives in L.A.
Yeah.
He could drive on over there.
He could just drive up and drop his vote off. Hey, yeah, that 343-0106 is our Callahan's Irish Social Club texting line. Do not go there today because they are closed to clean up from yesterday and to get some much-needed rest. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was always dead the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. And let's don't forget our friends at Bob's Downtown Diner, our wonderful friends. Hello, Tony. Lee Bichon, Wine and Tapas Bar, and, of course, Hall's Sausage and
Wholesale Meats. Yep.
And Roy.
Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the nearly famous.
We love them all. They all love us.
And thank a great God. Reuben.
So anyway, I got two places I ate at, and I'm gonna be done here. T. Marie's.
Okay, you got to try it.
Got to go the other night.
I've heard wonderful things.
She just got her liquor license, so
that's what you
I was
were
able to
on.
Get a glass of wine.
And where is T. Marie's?
It's right across from. It's right across there at the Loop.
Yeah.
Right across from.
That area is not Midtown, y'all. That's the Loop.
It's where Corbett's used to be.
Oh, okay. Corbett Shopping Center.
Marianne's had a.
That's actually called Corbett Shopping
Center. Regina's was there.
Is that where the railroad track goes through?
Yeah, yeah. But the Government Street was closed off because they'd had a shooting there with cops that day. And so they had it
the cops
off.
Did the shooting, or the cops were there
pretty
shutting
much,
it down
where because
somebody
shooting
else was
each
shooting.
Other, so.
Oh, the cops
but they had to keep the road closed.
One of those turf wars between Mobile and Pritchard Police.
So you had to go the back way to get to the place. The food was phenomenal.
I have heard nothing but great things about it.
Food was phenomenal. I had the shrimp scampi. Delicious.
Is it a seafood place? Or
it's an Italian restaurant.
It's a restaurante. That's what you need to know. It's a restaurante.
And also...
That's Southern Italian.
Very Southern.
But I recommend you get by there. The place was packed. It wasn't too long of a late wait because we ate the bar, too.
Well, you ate yesterday, right? Was that when you went?
Friday night.
Friday night, I went.
And
you go out on Friday night and you don't expect to wait. Something's wrong with you.
Yeah,
Friday night.
We expected it. And,
yeah.
But you know what? She stays open to midnight on Friday and Saturday nights.
There you go.
Isn't that cool?
Get you a little late night lasagna.
Like the Aztecas on the airport across the Providence, the new one. It stays open to 2 a.m.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's important information.
It is great. Well,
because sometimes you need tacos at midnight.
The nurses get off from the hospital and they go, they can get them a margarita. Get them a margarita.
There's some stunning views from the top of that hospital.
Oh, there is.
There really is.
There is. And then, the other day, I was down in Orange Beach for a wedding, and I went to Cobalt's.
Oh, it's a great restaurant.
Had duck pizza.
Oh.
I didn't want any more seafood. I was tired of seafood.
And me, right now, after yesterday, that's all I'm craving.
Still?
I left the oyster cook-off and stopped at Fishes and Loaves in Tanner Williams and had the seafood platter.
I'll be darned.
The frog legs on the platter are the best I've ever
had.
They
just kind of leap off your plate.
They were absolutely fantastic. It had, it had fried crawfish on it. It had fried scrimps. Had the stuffed crab. But the frog legs, that's a nice addition. And then, they come with the hush puppies and cheese sauce with everything. Yeah. And coleslaw, Charlie.
Yeah.
If you're a coleslaw person, Fishes and Loaves out in Tanner Williams.
When you go to T. Marie's, get the chocolate mousse. Yep. It's all homemade.
I have never tasted frog legs or duck, but I heard they taste like chicken.
No, duck tastes nothing like chicken. It's closer to a ribeye steak than it is to
anything.
Yeah, it's red meat.
But I know.
There was a joke in there somewhere because if it tastes like chicken, why not just eat chicken?
Because chicken's not healthy.
But the highlight of my week was at Cobalt's.
Was it?
It was a fried apple pie.
Get back on the mic.
Yeah. Fried apple pie.
Fried apple pie.
At Cobalt's,
baby. Fried apple pie.
That was really, all I did. That
little really, shot of Goldschlager.
That really sounds good.
What'd y'all do, folks?
Let's see. Last night for supper, I had some Eggos with butter and jelly on them.
Well, I was coming home from the meeting at Wenzel's the other night, and I was thinking, well, I ought to go to Los Rancheros and get some Mexican food, but I really want a burger. Mm-hmm. So I went to Los Rancheros and got a burger.
Did and you get an egg on it?
No, I did not, but I ordered guacamole for my chips.
Yeah.
Put the guacamole on the burger. It already comes with pepper jack cheese. Had them add some jalapenos to it. So it was a Mexican burger. Exactly what I wanted. Just fantastic. You know, all of, you know, we've already name dropped two of Armando's restaurants already with Aztecas and Los Rancheros. There's also Hacienda San Miguel, which is phenomenal. So there, we got a plug in for all three of your restaurants.
Absolutely.
Of his restaurant empire.
Yep, him.
True American dream.
Him,
right there.
Ruben, and Fernando Chavez.
Yep, they doing it the right way, working hard.
It's hard work.
It is. Really
and I'm
going
to tell you, if you want to see a beautiful restaurant, now Aztecas in Timbers Corner started the Aztecas thing. Okay,
right, and the one in Saraland is
the
beautiful.
The one in Saraland is gorgeous, and the one on Airport Boulevard across from Providence is phenomenal.
Yeah, that used to be the Sabor Mexico, right?
Yeah,
yeah, which was okay.
Some people just had a hard time pronouncing it.
Yeah, well, it means the taste of Mexico.
Yeah, but people still.
But Aztecas, they can nail.
Yeah.
Because they've been in the one at Tillman's Corner in 20 years. But there's a noticeable difference when you eat at Aztecas or Hacienda San Miguel from all the other Tex-Mex places that you eat at in town. And that difference is when you taste those sauces, you could tell those sauces are made in-house.
Yeah.
They're not a pre-made sauce, generic, that everyone's using the same thing. And it's noticeable at those restaurants. It really is, how good the sauces are. They're just phenomenal. And if you notice, too, at Aztecas, the sombreros, the quintessential sombreros that are on the wall at all Tex-Mex restaurants, these aren't the $50 ones that you get, you know, your kid when you're on business in Mexico City. These are $500 beautiful, just stunning pieces.
The one in Tillman's Corner that's got that light on it up on the wall, that's my son's. That was Brandon's. And we bought that in Mexico for him.
Yeah.
And I had to carry it on the plane forever to get it back to the United
Worth
States.
It.
Worth it.
Worth it. Absolutely. Thought so.
It's a beautiful black with silver and white on it.
There
and,
are some stunning sombreros on the wall at that Aztecas in Tillman's Corner. They're just beautiful. Like I say, they're not the collectors, you know, they're not the souvenir type.
I always
want
to get me some of those black pants with the little silver things down the side and go to work like that.
Yeah. I know what you want. You want some chaps. You're a chaps kind of guy.
You know, they got the little silver clips on the side or little decorated silver pieces down the side of your pants.
Silver pizzas?
But I need that.
Or pieces.
Kinda,
oh, pieces.
It kind of looks dumb with big old belly like I got and skinny jeans.
That's a notch above spandex.
Mike, ain't neither one of us wearing skinny jeans.
I know.
If we're wearing jeans, they're chubby jeans.
Chubby jeans.
Yeah.
Well, folks, it's time to go. And we've had a wonderful week this week.
Yeah,
to do
we
a
have.
Lot. And we got another week to start it doing something else.
Yeah.
But get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Visit these festivals. Take your patience with you.
Have fun. Hey, Arts and Crafts is today. Go have fun.
Yeah, go to Fairhope and rub shoulders with 250,000 people.
I got a friend over there showing her pictures.
Pictures of
sky, scenery, skylines, alligators.
Like, you can't just drop something like that and not fill in the other part.
Debbie Head Parnell is her name. Go to her tent and say, Mike sent you. Sip of Chew sent you.
Yep. And if you get a tax return, eat local.
Yeah.
Eat local anyway if you get a tax return or not.
I know that.
I'm so glad we got Colonel Dixie and Sims now. There locally owned fast food.
Folks,
the main thing you need to do today is if you can't prova in a crowd, then provolone.
Provolone.
I like
that's
that.
Good, Stu.
From way out in the west, I get so tired of working all day.